Anne Veronica by H.G. Wells, narrated by Sam Cusey. Chapter 1. Anne Veronica talks to her father. One Wednesday afternoon, in late September, Anne Veronica Standy came down from London in a state of solemn excitement and quite resolved to have things out with her father that very evening. She had trembled on the verge of such a resolution before, but this time, quite definitely, she made it. A crisis had been reached, and she was almost glad it had been reached. She made up her mind in the train home that it should be a decisive crisis. It is for that reason that this novel begins with her there, and neither earlier nor later, for it is the history of this crisis and its consequences that this novel has to tell. She had a compartment to herself in the train from London to Morningside Park, and she sat with both her feet on the seat in an attitude that would certainly have distressed her mother to see and horrified her grandmother beyond measure. She sat with her knees up to her chin and her hands clasped before them, and she was so lost in thought that she discovered with a start.